baby carriages, you see that? Yeah. And then they put them in that baby carriage and then they'd
roll them around.
Now, if when people are talking about their children, they refer to their sons and their
daughters.
And when they're talking about, then they say their boys and
girls.
But you were telling me that they used to not would want to say in front of children that a woman was expecting or anything. What would they say instead? They'd say, just skip it, I guess. What would they use it? Or in front of adults, though, how would they say it? Like,
well, you ain't a rocking kid, Dylan.
Oh!
And they put those mother, they used to wear those long mother hubbards and things. Mm-hmm. And Sister So-and-so is in the rocking chair again.
Is that what they said?
And my grandmother would go when somebody come for her to wait on somebody to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
She could get a big wheel basket and a big shawl and thing, get on out and go, I'm going to sit pretty care Sister So-and-so a baby.
Oh!
And she'd be out all day, probably all night, and come back, well, I care Sister So-and-so a baby, a boy, a girl.
And she said it like that?
So I told my next old sister, I said, Grandma ought to quit talking about she carrying people, baby. I said, how she keep baby behind that head of that bed in that basket all that long?
Oh, that's funny. Well, now, women like that would help to deliver the babies, what did they call those women?
Grannies.
Granny
women, mm-hmm. Doctor. Mm-hmm. They call them doctor women now, but they call them grannies in the little days.
Now, if a boy, if he and his father, if their faces, you know, have the same sort of appearance, you'd say that boy...
Just like his father.
And if his ways are like his father's ways, you'd say that he...
He's his father.
Mm-hmm. You'd say that he... if he behaves like him, you'd say that he kind of...
favors his...
Yeah, favors
father.
Now, if a child's been real bad, sometimes you might say, now you're going to get a... Yeah. And if you saw a little boy and he was a whole lot taller than the last time you saw him, you might say, my goodness, how you have
grown.
And you say, well, now last year he really
grew.
Mm-hmm. And now a child that's lost both its father and its mother is called a
mother. Call him an orphan.
Mm-hmm.
Orphan child.
Mm-hmm. 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 And now sometimes the court might have to appoint somebody to look after him.
A guardian.
Yeah. Oh. And now, all the people that are related to you would be your...
My cousin or auntie or uncle or sister or brother.
Mm-hmm. And if you were referring to them kind of all together, you'd say that was your...
Family.
Yeah. And now talking about somebody else named Plumber, for example, and you might say, now she's got the same name as I do, but she's
not Plumber, not my family.
Now a person